Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! Without a roll on a honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, it is Monday, and we got it loaded up for you here tonight. Thanks for tuning in. That's right, we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, always on AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices and Alexa devices, and you can still download that free Answer Orlando app. Don't ever forget that. And, of course, now you can also see and hear us up on the Facebook page. We got the Titan Cave Cam up and running. All right. And, of course, you can also go to our brand new website, and that's AmericanAdversaries.com, and hit the Listen Live button right there. And while you do it, register for a prize drawing. Okay. And, by the way, we got some tickets to give away here tonight. For Pro Wrestling 2.0 for tomorrow night. That's over at the Quinco Sports Academy in Winter Park, adjacent to the Skybox. Actually, they're part of the Skybox Bar and Grill. And I hear you, Carl. All right, I hear you. And anyway, we'll give those tickets away here shortly. All right, just a couple of things. First of all, the baseball regular season is over. The Tampa Rays finished the season in fine fashion, had a great last month of the season or so, and then won yesterday in fine fashion. But unfortunately, it was not enough to get them into the playoffs. That's the bad news. I guess the good news is they will not be preempting us from the radio airwaves until the spring. So, and anyway, Abe Katzman would normally be joining us tonight, but as you may know, they're wrapping up the Sukkot celebration, so we have rescheduled him for tomorrow night. And, of course, tomorrow night is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and Randy will be joining us from the road tomorrow. I'll let him spring that on us. But in the meantime, sit back for today's show. Nostradamus will be in the next hour of the show, and I've had him digging around on a story that several of you have sent me to see if we can verify it or not. But that seems to be the du jour of the day. Can you verify a story or not, right? So we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh caper. We're going to spend some time talking about that, of course. Wayne Liebnitsky, who is a candidate for U.S. House District 9, a pretty decent article yesterday, front page article in the Orlando Sentinel about he and his opponent, Darren Soto. And so we'll be talking about that and some events that will be coming up that Wayne will be participating in. To start with, the day started good for the stock market and for people in the financial markets and people in the milk business and the automobile business if you were a worker on an auto line somewhere in the country, because the United States, Mexico, and Canada have now come to an agreement. And it happened late last night. It was finalized, anyway, late last night. And everybody kind of knew what was going on when Prime Minister Trudeau, who very seldom spends a late night on, especially not on the weekends, at his office, was seen scampering out of his home or wherever and heading into the office. And evidently it was to sign some documents or whatever he had to do to finalize the deal. But we now have the USMCA to replace NAFTA. And it may, you know, be over some people's heads. It may be a little too subtle for some. But just even in the name of this, it is setting a new course. What was NAFTA? NAFTA was the North American Free Trade Agreement. What is this? This is the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. What's the difference? North America is one unit. United States, Mexico, and Canada are three. Once again, the president is making a stand for America first, primarily, but also in a more international sense. And he talked about this. He's mentioned this stuff at the UN when everybody needs to be looking out for their own people. What he's saying is the idea of a sovereign nation state is the ideal state of affairs for world politics, rather than having these global organizations and global multilateral treaties which break down the sovereign state. Man, the deal seems to be a very good one for dairy farmers and people in Iowa, and also, as I said, auto workers, because what it does is it sets a minimum wage for auto workers, you know, that is higher than the contracts in those countries. And in essence, what it does is it raises the minimum wage for auto workers in Mexico and Canada to comparable to that of auto workers here in the United States. And what does that mean? Well, there's less incentive to keep shipping jobs out of the country and more incentive now to keep jobs in the country and in this hemisphere. So you see, even though it is no longer a multilateral treaty in that sense, it is good for all three countries. And the auto, steel, and aluminum tariffs stay in place. However, Canada, since they signed this agreement, will get exemptions from that. And it is a broad-ranging and very, very detailed agreement. And as I was listening to Wilbur Ross and others explain it this morning, you could tell that this was very extensively negotiated, right down to the last fine, minute little details of things that are way over most people's heads to even begin to understand. But in essence, what it does is it recommits $1 trillion back to the country, our country. And that's a good thing. So, or more. I mean, that's the estimates. But the bottom line is this accomplished what the president wanted to accomplish. And that was to get a better deal for American manufacturers and American farmers. Promise made, promise kept. And he made the announcement formally himself this morning, midday, in Rose Garden ceremony at the White House. And it was a rather lengthy statement that he explained it and went into the details to some length anyway. Certainly not the length that the agreement exists in, but enough detail that you got a pretty good idea of what happened. And, of course, the media immediately wanted to talk about Kavanaugh. They kept the question as much as possible to the agreement. But, of course, the president did, address the issue of Kavanaugh. He also took the opportunity to lay into Blumenthal. This guy is, and it was so ironic, and I just wish, that Kavanaugh would have shot back to Senator Blumenthal the other day when he was questioning Kavanaugh, and he had the audacity to bring up this Latin phrase, which basically means if you tell a small lie, that means you'll tell a big lie too. And of course, Blumenthal is the man who lived by a lie for some 20 years or so as he was Attorney General of New Jersey, and that is that he was a Vietnam veteran that had actually been to Vietnam. That's stolen valor. Man never stepped foot in Vietnam, not as a soldier anyway. He's the biggest liar and scum there is in the Senate. Well, at least he's amongst them. And it was just the audacity of him, for him to be the one to pose that particular question. It was just a total setup. Well, Kavanaugh didn't take advantage of it, but President Trump did today. And he made mincemeat of Blumenthal. But, of course, when you have a lot of allies in the media, they can cover that up for you. And he also talked about Feinstein. And, this president does take things laying down. And he also reiterated that, look, if they happen to find something, and he said the FBI, and he tweeted this out over the weekend, that as far as he was concerned, the FBI should be able to question anybody they deemed fit. And evidently that is now supposedly the new order to the FBI. And the president said, look, if these guys come up with something, I don't think they will. He said, where has all this been going on the last 25 years? You haven't heard any of this stuff for 25 years as he's been, a federal employee and a judge, federal judge on the second highest court in the land. So I don't think they're going to find any, but if they do, I'm open-minded. He said, this can't go on. It's just indefinitely, but we'll let the FBI do what the FBI does. Now, there were rumors out there that the FBI was close to already wrapping this up. Supposedly, Ms. Ford's lawyers say that they have not been approached by the FBI to set up an interview with her. I don't know if it was me. I think she'd be the first one I'd want to talk to. Maybe they think they already know enough about her. I tell you what, if you just go back and examine shall we say, rationally, her testimony the other day, it's full of holes. That prosecutor actually did a very good job of showing that this woman is a fraud. Right down to the afraid to fly business. She's afraid to fly except all over the world. She's okay with flying all over the world unless, of course, it has something to do with this. And then, in fact, as she admitted, she flew into town for this. And this was set off a week, if you remember, because she was afraid to fly. She's a fraud. And this whole thing is a fraud being perpetrated on the United States of America of the worst kind. But this is politics, and it's for the highest stakes that there are. And so it's going to get as nasty as it can get, as we are witnessing. All right, I am now witnessing a clock flashing zeros, so I will take a break, come back on the other side, and talk about the Flake fake-out. All right, and we may give those tickets away, all right, for Pro Wrestling 2.0. A lot of fun, and it's really excellent professional wrestling, and you get up close and personal. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Tune doesn't make you want to tap your foot. I don't know what will. Anyway, welcome back to the American Adversaries. Clowns to the left, jokers to the right. That's what we got. And one of the clowns or jokers is Jeff Flake. He spoke today in Boston to some sort of millennial group up there. And it didn't sound good because he's basically, I don't know if you caught, by the way, also some of his interview along with his buddy boy, Jeff Senator Coons, last night on 60 Minutes. But it was remarkable to watch this guy, because he had to admit, although he laughed as he was admitting it, yeah, I guess so, that this extra week has every promise of making the things worse, not better. And at the end of the week, nobody's going to be better off. So at best, we can hope for a wash, that we're just back to square one, is where we were Friday morning. That's the best we can hope for. And he admitted that last night. He also admitted, laughingly, that if he were running for a re-election, he never could have done this. Well, surprise, surprise. And who knows, maybe that's an argument against term limits. But the point being, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. And what he didn't say is that he's got an axe to grind and a big one against President Trump. And, of course, he wants to be president himself now. He thinks he can be. You know, he's one of these sanctimonious, self-righteous individuals who looks down his nose at people, even though it seems to be bent to one side. And I mean that literally, his. But somebody must have punched him in it one day or something. I don't know. Maybe he was born that way. Anyway, so Flake flaked out on us the other day. It turns out that the women that were screaming at him in the elevator, and I don't know if we mentioned this on the show Friday night, but certainly came out over the weekend, that these were you know, social justice operatives paid by an organization, worked for an organization funded by George Soros. They shouldn't have been there. In other words, somebody gave them access that the normal people like us can't get in order to get to Jeff Flake in the so-called senator's only elevator, and just happened to have, you know, lots of media there to witness the whole thing. Well, I don't know that they even needed to do that with Flaky Flake, but they did, and he acquiesced and gave in to this extra week, and just like we thought, you know, this isn't going to lead to anything good. However, I will say this, that, and then this goes to what Brad was saying Friday night, could be a blessing in disguise, only if that it leads to the truth. And I don't have much confidence in that, because there are too many people here trying to hide it from us, including Ms. Ford. And the... But I will say this, that the chances are, since they're the ones hiding the truth, that they will be exposed as being the frauds, rather than something bad happening to Kavanaugh as a result of all this, are way in his favor. And however, you know, this is all about just simply trying to delay this and delay it long enough that something else will break. You know, it's kind of like a desperate person, you know, borrowing money from here and there just to try to last another day. This is where the Democrats' mentality is right now. So they're desperate. They're doing desperate things. These are desperate political acts. But in their mind, it's all justified because this is, and I once again go back to the old shotgun Joe Biden, and this is a battle for the soul of our country. It is indeed. And the soul of our country lies in the hands of nine people who sit on the Supreme Court. They're the ultimate moral authority of the land. And the Democrats all know this only too well. And so they're going to fight to the bitter end. The question is, well, what are the Republicans going to do? Now, Mitch McConnell says he has scheduled a vote for this week. There will be a vote this week. And will that vote be a repeat of what happened with the Obamacare vote? Remember that? Remember how that vote went? Old John McCain and one of his last great hurrahs, the big thumbs down. Is Jeff Flake going to do that too? At this point, the Republicans should focus their attention on Murkowski and Collins, and Flake can take his thumb and stick it where, you know, the sun don't shine, which is where he has it stuck most of the time anyway, so it won't be too much more uncomfortable for him. Maybe he could stick both of them in there. Because this guy is a fool if he actually believes this stuff is going to help the situation. But more likely, he is a fraud and a participant in this much larger fraud being perpetrated upon the United States, as though these people really give a damn about women. All they care about is control and controlling the Supreme Court. And, well, as long as we know the stakes, we know what we're in for. All right, well, we're in for another break. When we come back, we're going to have Wayne Liebnitsky join us, tell us what he's been up to, and see how that House race is shaking out there in District 9. Once again, folks, as the president said in West Virginia, we have the vote. We hold the votes in our hand. What are we going to do with them? I know what I'm going to do with mine, and I'm going to scratch it real hard when I do it, too. I'm going to push it right through the paper. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote this week on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. The Kentucky Republican has used a Senate floor speech to accuse Democrats of constantly delaying and resisting Kavanaugh's nomination. McConnell is suggesting a parallel between Democrats' actions in the McCarthy era of the 1940s and 50s. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland says the new free trade deal between the United States and Mexico is a victory for Canadians. Freeland was Canada's chief negotiator in the talks. She says the deal maintains tariff-free access to the majority of Canadian exports to the American market. The U.S. market accounts for 75% of what Canada exports, so the deal is critical for Canada. The agreement was reached late Sunday and gives U.S. farmers greater access to the Canadian dairy market. On Wall Street, the Dow by 193 points. The NASDAQ dropped 9. This is SRN News.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Here comes Johnny B. Champion Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. And I think I made a rookie mistake earlier on when I was welcoming you to the show, because I don't think that I told you, one, we're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Two, the phone number is 407-774-8255. Three, I even forgot to name the host, little old me, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And how I dare do this. Number four, I forgot to tell you who's on the bridge. MK, Michelle's on the bridge tonight. Oh, she just threw something at the glass in there. All right. No, she's smiling. All right, so I tell you what, if you would like to go to Pro Wrestling 2.0 tomorrow night, now's your chance. All right. The first person to call at 407-774-8255 will get a pair of tickets to Pro Wrestling 2.0. It's at the Quinco Sports Academy, and that's with the in conjunction with the Skybox Bar and Grill, and it's a lot of fun, fun for the whole family. But if you'd like to go, 407-774-8255 is the number. Those tickets are available now. All right. In the meantime, let's go to Wayne Liebnitsky, who's on the line with us. How you doing tonight, Wayne?
Hello, Chris. How you been, man?
Excellent, excellent.
What, a week and a half, something like that?
Yeah. Well, the question is, how you been? Because I saw there was a pretty decent article about you and Soto in the paper yesterday. I mean, it didn't trash you, so I guess from that aspect, it was a good job by the Sentinel anyway. But but it was on the front page, so you're getting some traction. You're getting some attention.
I was shocked. Yeah, we are getting some traction down in Osceola County. The you know, Miriam Ramirez, I think I was telling you about her, the senator from Puerto Rico. She has jumped on board our campaign, getting the Republican, the conservative movement behind me, and it's made a lot of traction. I got to be honest with you. I am so busy, whether I'm on the phones, whether I'm out at different events. It's fun this year. It really is.
Well, listen, you know, you have made veterans a focus of your campaign, and that came out in the story yesterday. So once again, a tip of the hat to the Sentinel for being accurate in that respect. And you also made some remarks that were in there about Puerto Rico and how Puerto Ricans, and I know you've talked about this on the show as well, I believe, there are many Puerto Ricans who are veterans.
Exactly. The Puerto Rican veterans have been fighting for this flag since World War One. They've been right alongside of us. So, you know, and I talked about this last election, but they've really picked up on it this time. You know, they've been fighting, dying for our flag. They want to be a state. By God, let's make them a state. Let's quit, you know, messing around. Let's put it to the test. And, you know, what's amazing is you know, Soto is, of course, Puerto Rican, and he said he's the son of Puerto Rico. Well, he's actually the son of a son of a Puerto Rican. In other words, he's never born there. He's born in Jersey, which, of course, the Sentinel came out with.
Yeah.
But, you know, you would think that he would be the first one to jump in there and write the bill for statehood. Problem is, Chris, it's so mixed up and so confusing. I said, you know what? It shouldn't be. I'm for the veterans, yes. But when you're for the veterans, it means much more than just veterans. It means seniors. It means people that cannot defend themselves. That's what service people and veterans do.
Well, now,
and with him voting, he voted twice against the veterans. Against. 2-1. Now, he finally voted for them in the end, like a lot of people did. But the most important thing was the Accountability Act, making people accountable for their actions.
In the VA.
For health care.
Right.
You betcha. That was huge.
And he voted against that.
Now, originally when the article came out, they said, well, we can't find it. We found that he voted for it. I said, no, look it up. So I ended up sending him the HR contacts, and there was three. He voted against two and then voted for the final last one that was done. Now, he just voted against the big defense bill,
appropriation,
which passed,
right.
But he voted against it. And guess what he just voted against Friday? He voted against making our tax cuts for the small business and the middle-income people permanent.
Right, right.
He voted against it. Thank God it passed.
Yeah, well, of course, he has every intentions to follow along the Democratic leadership and repeal those tax cuts. So why make them permanent if your intention is to repeal them when first chance you get? And of course, a lot of, you know, that is going to affect a lot of people negatively financially as well. Are you going to debate him or any debate set up?
Yes, there's a debate set up. We're doing it in studio. It's being taped. And Channel 2 will release it at their, programming time when they can.
Right.
I'm doing an interview, I guess, Thursday with Channel 6, and they're going to do, I think, that on Sunday. Because they gave 30 minutes to Soto, and we're like, you know, I thought there was supposed to be a fair Fairness Act to give, so kind of brought that up, and all of a sudden it got scheduled. So that was good. But, you know, it might have been a slip on somebody's part, not intentional. So I give them, you know, I said I did a video for Channel 9. So, you know, we're getting some traction. But most important is the movement down here in Osceola County. You know, you've got Nelson, you've got Gillum, and you got Soto hammering it here in Osceola County. And you wonder, why is that? Are they trying to get that vote out, or are they having trouble? Or are they losing votes? Are they seeing a Republican or a conservative movement down here?
Evidently,
they've been talking about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, evidently, they are concerned that that those people are either wavering or won't get out and vote for them. And
they're understanding. We're trying to educate them, Chris. They're conservatives.
Right.
I've talked to them that come from their island that was destroyed, and they realize it was their infrastructure. Don't get me wrong. The hurricane did a major, massive blow to their island.
Economy, sure.
But their infrastructure has been suffering since the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats pushed to have the military bases removed from the island. That's $700 million revenue stream that they never replaced. And I'm bringing this to, you know, and we're constantly talking about it. But more importantly, you've got family values that they have. They're very strong about that. And when they realize that the Democratic Party is not exactly a family-friendly party.
Yeah.
Without going into too much detail, you know.
Right, exactly. And you know, with this Kavanaugh business, now, you know, if folks in the community can be, you know, made to understand that this is all about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights and liberal Supreme Court politics— once again, that cuts against their grain. And
it does. It does. I try to talk more positive things than anything else. I try to talk, but, you know, it's tough. And I know you and I had talked, and I almost came off the chain there. Thank you for letting me vent, because I'm getting so frustrated the fact that there's voters out there that are being fooled. Not because, you know, They're just hardworking folks. They go to work. They're trying to, you know, feed their family, and they're not engaged in the politics that you and I are following. And it's tough to explain it to them because they just want to live their life. They want to be able to feed their family, and you know, trying to tell them that the Democratic Party wants to use the word enslave. Conservatism is freedom.
Right.
We don't want to tax you. We
right.
want you to take your money home and spend it the way you want it to. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always overhead, and the, you know, roads and bridges and schools and those sort of things and national security. That's overhead. But we don't want to tax you anymore, and we have to.
We're speaking with we're speaking with Wayne Liebnitsky. He's candidate for U.S. House District 9, which is the southern eastern part of Orange County, Osceola County, all of Osceola County, and part of Polk County. And you can help him by going to it's WayneForUSHouse.com, isn't it, Wayne?
No, it's Wayne for U.S. Congress. Very simple.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wayne for U.S.
People
Congress.
People call me Wayne. If I had to put my last name in there, nobody would. You'd get errors all the time. For God's sake. It's just Wayne for U.S. Congress. Follow me on Facebook. We just recently opened up a Twitter account. It's like over 100 and some, and I just opened it up because, you know, I let the Trumpster do all the tweeting. He's a master at it. He does very well on it.
Right.
But I realize that I do have to get that. It's a new communication tool that I, you know, need to get on. But when you have Facebook and the website, you know, there's a lot of things out there. I want people to go out and realize that conservatism is freedom, and I'll stand by that. You know, we do not want to hinder anybody by putting more regulations. You know, and the other thing is people say, well, this is for business. They have to understand when businesses get taxed unjustly or whatever, they're going to pass that right on to the consumer.
Yeah, no doubt.
And,
no
most
doubt.
Most important. But,
but
it's been great, I got to tell you.
Yeah. When you do these forums and things, are the media, are they showing any favoritism to him?
Well, you know, I just did the 13th forum last week, and I was kind of the only Republican kind of there.
That's what I mean.
There was about eight. Yeah, there's about eight Democrats, and I was there, and I had Joel and my wife in the audience, and that was about the only Republicans there. But I still went. I go anywhere, any place, anytime to spread the message. And I thank Channel 13. I think they were very fair with me. They put Soto on because, of course, he is the congressman.
Incumbent. Yeah, he's the incumbent.
First thing they asked him. First thing they did, okay, he started blaming Trump for everything. And so I had no idea what question I was going to be asked, but I was the first one up after him. And I said, you know, this blame and complain theory just does not work for me. I look at business, and if I have an employee that all they do is blame and complain, it's time to replace them. You know, be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Right.
We talked about the island, you know, and how, you know, how bad it is. And it is. They showed the pictures. It's still tremendously. But, you know, the FEMA is in there.
Yeah.
And the amount of money they're spending and what they're doing is incredible. It's an incredible feat.
Yeah.
So they asked me, what would you do, Wayne? I said, this is the perfect time now. Let's go ahead and put in for statehood. Let's get it because that's what they want. Let's give it to them. We'll rebuild the island, and then there's accountability that comes into play because we're pretty good about putting governors and mayors in jail if necessary,
right?
If they break the law,
yep.
That should clean that up a little bit.
It just might. And by the way, there are parts of the Keys down there in South Florida where I forget the name of the hurricane that went through there.
Did I lose anybody?
No, are you still there, Wayne? Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. There I am. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, I was saying you were talking about Puerto Rico. They're still rebuilding the island. We're still rebuilding parts of the Keys down there, right?
That's correct. And I talked about, you know, 2004. I don't know if you remember the hurricanes that came through. I lost my house.
Yeah.
Chris.
You did, yeah.
You know, but I had animals.
Charlie.
So we rebuilt the island. It took me 6 months to rebuild my house.
Yeah.
And I... somebody pointed out, you know, you had insurance. I said, yes, because I own my house, but it didn't matter. I had to ship product in from the Carolinas because everything was sold out. We were destroyed here. But, you know, I have horses. I had Pasofino horses. We just can't leave them. So we stayed there. Luckily, I had a motorhome, and we lived in it for 7 months while I rebuilt the house. And we did it. It's an accomplishment. I get it. And they said, well, you're a state. And I said, yep, it's a perfect time. I said, let's make Puerto Rico state, and we'll get them, you know, up and running correctly, not just putting lines above the ground, put them underground. Let's make it right. Let's get better building standards down there. You know, we learn from disaster to disaster. Every year is something different. Let's take the Carolinas. Wow, the tremendous losses they have up there. So guess what? We're learning what we're going to do next year by the Carolinas. We learn what we need to do after Maria hit Puerto Rico. There's a plan in place that if we have to deal with that. They've looked at it. It's kind of a like a post-trauma situation where you sit down at a round table, find out where you messed up, find out where you did good, put a plan together for the next time something like this happens.
All right. Sounds like you're the man with the plan. So,
well, you know, it's common sense, Chris. It really is. Yeah. And you know, this political partisan crap, I mean, you see it on TV, and it's just annoying as hell. And I don't know anybody, anything other than common sense and District 9. You have to represent everyone. And if you're not representing everyone, don't represent anybody. And that's the way I look at things.
That's a good way to look at it. All right. Well, thanks again, Wayne. And we're going to be talking to you again real soon. It's Wayne for U.S.
Absolutely, Chris.
Go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. It's Wayne for U.S. Congress or Wayne Lipnitsky on Facebook. There's videos coming out. Matter of fact, there's supposed to be a video uploaded this evening. When I get back, I'll have somebody upload it. And it should be pretty cool. I haven't seen it yet. I filmed it. Actually, my wife filmed it.
All right.
So it's a different twist on things. So,
all right.
Guys, we'll see you later. See you next week, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. All right. Keep at it.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Wayne Lipnitsky, Wayne for USCongress.com. All right. We're going to take a break and come back and get back into some other stuff here. And then, of course, we've got a whole another hour to go. Nostradamus is going to be joining us. And I hope you'll stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep? Or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax and Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
I'm a fool. These times I've spent, I've realized
right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We are here live, and Nostradamus has arrived.
Who you calling unbelievable?
Unbelievable. All right, a lot of stuff going on. I know a few who I believe are unbelievable. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. All right, so Nostradamus in the studio, 407-774-8255 is the number. We got Alfred on the line. Let's go ahead and take his phone call. Alfred, how you doing there tonight?
Fine, gentlemen, fine. Good. Hi, Titans.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, I was just listening to the future Congressman, Wayne Lipnitsky, and one thing is that in the Hispanic population in Central Florida, basically only listens and watches Univision and Telemundo and CNN in Spanish. And 90% of the news is all against Trump and the Republicans.
Right.
So that's what they're hearing, that's what they're learning, and it's hard to combat that. You see?
Because
that's the only information that they're swallowing.
Yeah, right. They're marinated in that line of thinking, and
exactly.
Hearing facts sometimes isn't enough to sway them if you don't say it often enough.
Exactly. So they it's harder for any Republican to go down there or Osceola specifically, to break down those barriers. And it's true, Soto and all these Democrats, the only thing is they're bashing Trump. They're bashing Trump because that's the only thing they can do. They can't contradict anything else because he's doing. And I was listening to this guy on the radio. He was saying, calling on a radio station over there, and he was saying, Trump hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything at all. He says, what do you mean he hasn't done anything? But that's what they hear on these radio shows and on Univision, like I said. And that's it. That's the main thing.
Yeah. It's definitely an uphill battle for him to get his message out in that community. However, this time he has some help that he didn't have before.
Yes, exactly.
And
I heard that lady. What was her name? Ramirez?
Miriam Ramirez.
I heard her. She's very feisty, and she's very, very good at promoting the Republican vein of things, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she evidently has some avenues to get the message out in ways that the
That will help Wayne and any candidate that glooms onto her because she is good.
Yeah,
she has a lot of power.
Yeah. Well, we're going to endeavor to get her on the show. So that should be interesting.
Yes, try to get her. Oh, yes. Oh, another thing I wanted to say, if I have the time.
Yeah.
We were talking, and you're mentioning Republicans. Yeah, Republicans are. The base is going to vote. Doesn't matter. We have to convince those independent people that are conservative to come on our side. So we have to find a way to attract them, mention them more, and convince them that some of them are conservative, even if they are independent.
Yeah, you're right. But I do want to say something about the quote-unquote base. Because the base is not the entirety of the Republican Party.
Exactly.
The base are like us, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the diehard conservatives.
And that's maybe 15, maybe 20% of voters. Mm-hmm. Well, I really don't think it's that much bigger.
Of all voters, but I'm talking about of the Republican Party.
Right.
The base of the Republican Party is, I would guess, about half of it, maybe. Okay? So just to get the Republican base out is not enough. We have to get Republican voters who don't normally go to the polls for the midterm.
Yes, exactly.
Right, mm-hmm. And get them out. We get the base plus other Republican voters out. We're in a good position because then we don't need a majority of the independents.
Right, because if they're not energized, it's going to be a long, long election night.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, good point, so, Alfred, and thank you for calling.
All right, God bless. Yeah. Take care.
All right, let's take Phil's phone call because we're coming up on a break here shortly. Phil, thank you for calling. Go ahead. Do we have Phil there? All right. He's got his radio on or something.
Okay. I turn it off.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Chris, I want to ask you about the Johnson Amendment. You know the Johnson Amendment where preachers, they can't talk about or you lose their tax advantage?
Right. Yes.
When is Trump going to rescind that?
You know, that's a good question. I thought that was amongst the things that he had already done by executive order.
Think he did? I never heard it.
I'm pretty sure I remember something about an executive order where he addressed that. We'll have to look into that, though, okay?
Yeah, I'll like get a letter. Somebody keep writing him. And because you know why I say that, Chris?
Why is
that? A lot of people, like the call he just had on, they don't understand it, that the Democrats are an evil party. You know, the religious people.
Yeah,
but they don't understand Democrats or even party with that abortion.
Yeah, okay.
And the pastors and the preachers in churches would address that without losing their.
Right.
I think you'd get a lot of votes.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Phil. I'm short on time, though. Got to let you go.
Yeah, look at it. All right. Okay.
All right. I appreciate that. And by the way, Nostradamus got it here.
Yeah, I'm looking this up right now. On May 4th of last year, 2017. President Trump signed the presidential executive order promoting free speech and religious liberty. While this does not repeal the Johnson Amendment, because that would have to go through
legislative
vote,
action,
right? This executive order does direct that the Department of Treasury, that churches should not be found guilty of implied endorsements where secular organizations would not be. So it kind of mutes the effects of the Johnson Amendment without actually going through and repealing it.
And because it would require legislative action to do it. So he did what he could on his own. And it always gets back to he needs more help. He needs more help. I mean, if there anything, any lesson we can take away from this Kavanaugh caper business, this charade, it is that when you have a razor-thin margin in the Senate, any one senator can hang you up.
Sure.
And that's what's going on here. Little old Jeff Flaky Flake he's king for a day right now.
Yeah, they did try in December 2017 to include a House repeal, but it was tacked on to a major tax rewrite, and they kicked it out, and they said, nope, can't do these together. We'll have to take this out and take it up later.
Okay. All right. All right, so we're up against the break. We'll come back on the other side, and we got some information on, we'll get back into the Kavanaugh stuff, and we have some other news for you tonight as well. And so please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Monday.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Amid demands from Democrats over how much freedom the FBI will have to investigate misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, a person familiar with the probe says the White House is telling the FBI it may interview whomever it deems appropriate.
The president says he wants a comprehensive investigation, and it's fine with him if the FBI wants to look into allegations by all three of Kavanaugh's accusers, along with interviewing the judge himself.
My White House will do whatever the senators want. I'm open to whatever they want.
The president says the one thing he wants is a quick probe because the accusations are unfair to Kavanaugh, whom he says he still backs all the way. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An attorney appointed by the Minnesota Democratic Farm Labor Party is calling unsubstantiated the domestic abuse charges leveled against Minnesota Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison.
An ex-girlfriend had raised the...
Ladies and gentlemen!
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant without a road.
Because you got the American Adversaries Radio Show, hour number two, and we got a lot to do. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate you so very much. We are coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. I got Nostra Dennis along with myself, Christopher Hart, in the studio. And you can see, and I see some folks are seeing us and hearing us on Facebook. Thanks for that. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Michelle, that's MK, is on the bridge. And lo and behold, do I see this? Am I reading this right? Randy Ross in Memphis? Let's go to the phone lines.
I know.
What in the world?
I am so excited. I am here with the ladies from Memphis. We are here. We are actually so excited. We're getting ready to do the walkthrough for the Trump rally in Memphis tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
And just so you know, these ladies came to Orlando. They came to Florida. They're part of why our effort in Florida was so wonderful, and I'm so excited to be here tonight to support them and, you know, do our walkthrough, and I'm going to be part of that rally tomorrow. I'm so excited.
And we're going to be bringing Trump to Florida. We're going to be just doing what needs to be done to keep this country great and make him the establishment America has never known before.
That is amazing. Right?
Right. Now we love Randy. We love Florida. And we're ready to keep things going around here. We are all about Trump.
These ladies are amazing. I'm so excited to be here tonight. You know, I don't always like to promote that I'm coming someplace because you never know, somebody might try to sabotage it. But it's so exciting that we're actually getting ready to head to the stadium tonight to do the walkthrough and go through the process. So this is exciting.
And we might not let Randy come back to Florida.
You better. Hey, now. You better every Tuesday at least.
Yeah. Well, now did I hear...
I don't know.
Did I hear the name? I heard... Is it Elaine?
Elaine.
I'm Elaine.
Okay,
yes.
And who's...
Elaine actually came to Orlando, just so you know, Chris. Her and her whole team, they came to Orlando, and they actually worked their butts off, right?
Yeah.
And they spent their own money. This was not like they were funded for this whole process.
Right.
But Nikki is my girl. This Nikki is amazing. She's amazing. But
we all don't know how hard I'm having it right now to keep things under control. Here.
But we're actually going, and we're looking forward to having a great time tonight and tomorrow. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, now, first of all, I wanted to thank Elaine and Nikki for their help, you know, down here in Florida. We appreciate that.
And it paid off big time.
And it did. It did. So the rally is tomorrow night. How big is this venue?
Yeah, I think it might hold, what is it, 6,000? I think Landers Center, and it's already full. This
there's going to be overflow
tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, the place will be jam-packed.
12,000 people.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, now, what's going to be the focus of this rally? Is there an agenda of what he's going to talk about?
Well, we don't know how to answer that question. You know, I think that with everything that's happening with the Kavanaugh hearings and everything else, I think we can assume the president's going to probably touch on those issues. But I think more importantly, we just go and we're going to have a great time. You know, every time we go to one of these events, he's just, you go in and it's 24 hours of hysteria. And all of a sudden, he does it and they're like, okay, let's go have a cocktail.
And what is so awesome about it is the energy that you feel at these rallies with the normal American people, the citizens of America, is something you cannot recreate on TV. You can never get the feel of what you feel when you're inside that rally. I mean, the energy he brings into a building, you cannot get on a TV screen. It just never shows how much the people love this president.
Yeah.
So true. Very true.
When he walks through those drapes, when he walks out of those drapes, everything changes.
Now,
everything changes.
You've got your own hot Senate race going on up there. How's it looking?
That's a great question. Great question.
In Tennessee?
Yes.
With Marsha?
Blackburn.
I think it looks good, honestly. I think she's going to be fine. You know, I do. I think Marsha's going to be fine, don't you? She's going to be okay. Her Marsha's always been a West Tennessee congresswoman, so people have been concerned because she's never run a statewide election before.
Right.
But she's going everywhere, and she's Trump's with her tonight in East Tennessee. So she's doing well. She's pulling off. We've had her in West Tennessee. Nikki and I, our organization, Task Force 45, Trump's Boots on the Ground in Tennessee, will be hosting her for lunch on Wednesday. So we'll be able to have a one-on-one with her, and I'm feeling confident.
All right. Now, Randy, are you going to be checking in with us tomorrow night?
I will. I definitely, you know, I will. Now, you might not be able to hear me because it could be so crazy, well, right up in the space.
That's okay.
But I'm excited about checking in with you guys tomorrow night when we're actually there with the president as he's getting ready to go on stage. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
I'm happy that the White House continues to allow us to be part of this process. And, you know, it's cool. It's just really cool. I don't know how to explain it to you any other way than to say, how awesome is it to be, you know, they're supporting the president of the United States as he comes to a city, especially a city that's not even yours. That's exciting. So it's cool.
And especially in these trying times, it's awesome.
Well, I love you guys. I wish I could be there, you know, with you guys, you know, tomorrow night. But I'm excited to be able to call in to tell you, you know, all the awesome things that are happening here in Memphis. And you know what? Be back there next Tuesday. So, thank you.
Actually, we're going to see you Thursday, right?
Keep Florida red.
Okay,
you
we'll
know
do
so
that.
Funny, Chris, I got to tell you the honest truth. It's so interesting to me that people throughout the country, especially here in Tennessee and et cetera, they know exactly what's going on. They get it. They know how important Florida is to the process. And they especially know how important Florida is to the presidential process. So, you know, I think we got to continue to support this whole momentum. And, you know, we got to make sure that DeSantis wins the governor's race. We got to make sure that Scott wins the Senate race. We just have to make sure we keep doing what we've always been wonderful at doing. And I'm just excited to be here with these amazing Trump, you know, supporters. And I can't. I'm so excited to go through the walkthrough tonight. I can't tell you how excited I am.
We're excited that you're excited, Randy.
I was going to say, I never could tell. All right, well, listen, y'all have a lot of fun, and I anticipate seeing you on Thursday, Randy, here in the studio.
Unless we see you on TV on Tuesday.
Unless we see you on TV tomorrow night. That's right.
You never know, but no, our job is to make sure we get the right people, you know, up there and do
a whole
thing. But these ladies that I'm with tonight, they're amazing. I love them. I'm so blessed to be surrounded by such wonderful women.
I expect to see some
friendships you can't replace. The friendships we've made along this journey.
That's true.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you something that is going to sound really corny, but I'm 71, so I can be corny.
But President Trump has united people in this country in a way that no one else ever could. I mean, Nikki and I both went to Florida knowing no one in Orlando. And now she and Randy and I, we're family. And that's only because of Donald Trump. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, and that's what that's what scares the other side.
You guys have a great show tonight, okay?
All right, thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. All right, and so the president will be rallying in Tennessee tonight and tomorrow night, and as you heard, the rally tomorrow night in Memphis.
And you know, that Senate race in Tennessee, this is a dead heat. It's a tie. It's a toss-up.
Yeah.
There have been polls out that have Bredesen, the Democrat, and Blackburn, the Republican, each having between a 2 and a 5 point lead. And when you add it all up and divide it all together, dead heat.
Yeah. And he's got notoriety there because I believe he was a former governor there or something like that.
So, I think so. But you know what happens when Trump jumps into a local race like that and says a sentence or two? The Trump bump.
Yeah,
it's going to last.
It does. Indeed, it does. Has some sticking power. All right, so that rally in Memphis is tomorrow night. Let's talk about some news tonight. Let's kind of recap some things here, and then we'll get a little bit more in depth. First of all, the president came out first thing, or actually the White House announced that, actually the news was breaking last night, but the president formally announced it today in about midday Rose Garden ceremony, the replacement for NAFTA. It is called the USMCA.
Sounds like a Marine thing.
It kind of does. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or Accord. And it is quite extensive, goes into proprietary rights, auto manufacturing. Farmers are very happy with it in Iowa and other and like Wisconsin, because it changes the equation with the milk. We will now be selling milk into Canada, and the Canadian government, in a stroke of genius for the president, has got the Canadian government promising their farmers that they will provide subsidies to their farmers to make up for the fact that they'll be, you know, having to trade more fairly with the United States.
Level playing field.
Well, it's sort of a taste of their own medicine, right?
Yep.
And but it's a quite extensive deal. Everyone that has been looking at it so far, including some Democrats from those states, are admitting that it has some positive things in there.
And just the word of this agreement sent the average Dow price up about 200 points at the open today, especially U.S. automakers. They've all been doing well.
That's right. And the Dow closed up about 200 points. And so they're very happy with that. And this, you know, once again, we've told you about how the Europeans are pushing their governments. I'm talking about businesses and industry in Europe to make a deal with the United States. China, we've been talking about this from the very get-go, and you're beginning to see more and more of this now from the mainstream media. China does not have enough cards to play with us, because all the wealth has been going from us to them. So they have everything to lose. We have everything to gain. And they now understand that. They just don't know how to get out of that predicament. So it's a matter of time. And with this president, he's willing to wait them out. So that was happening. And of course, all of this is, you know, tainted by the Kavanaugh thing. And so we got some interesting news about that. We'll get into, as I said, more detailed after the break. Just real quick, Fox has been reporting pretty much all day that the FBI could be finished with their investigation by tomorrow. The president has been protesting over the weekend an NBC News story that the White House was limiting, basically tying the FBI's hands, not allowing them to do what they should be allowed to do, to talk to as many witnesses, to go as many places and take as much time. And the president reiterated today, he tweeted over the weekend, reiterated today, I want them to be able to do whatever they have to do, and I'm willing to allow the Senate to do what it has to do.
So, just Just don't take as long as the Mueller probe, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, of course.
Open-ended investigation.
Run the clock out and let the clock keep going.
Right.
As long as you can.
And the Democrats have it set up perfect. It's like, we didn't find anything, but that's no reason to stop. That's only a reason to keep looking.
Yeah, they're hiding something if there's nothing there.
If we didn't find anything, it only means we haven't looked hard enough yet. So we got to keep at it. Yeah, we got to keep at it. That's the whole idea here, to keep him off the bench. But not only Kavanaugh, but any other conservative justice.
Discourage any of the other 28 names on Trump's list.
It would discourage them or keep them away in similar fashion, because they're proving that they're willing to do anything, destroy people's lives in order to get their political goal accomplished. Also, over the weekend, the news began to break, and today the letter was released that Ms. Mitchell, the prosecutor the Republicans hired to do their questioning, the majority of the questioning, all of it for Ms. Ford, and in this extensive letter, do you have that? I see you holding something up. Go ahead.
It was scathing. I mean, what she writes is, a he said, she said case is incredibly difficult to prove. But this case is even weaker than that.
Yeah.
The doctor identified other witnesses to the event, and those witnesses either refuted her allegations or failed to corroborate them. So I don't think that a reasonable prosecutor, in her words, would bring this case based on the evidence before the committee. She basically is saying there is nothing there. It's a nothing sandwich.
Exactly. And it's worse than a nothing sandwich. What she was saying was that by the witness, by providing these other witnesses' names, undercut her own case.
Yep.
All right. We'll take a break and come back. We've got more on this on the other side. Plus, you know, this is October 1st. And October 1st, 2017, in a country western concert in Las Vegas, was one of the worst mass shootings in American history. And does anybody ever really know what happened?
No. We know less about this than we know about most shootings.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side with a whole lot more.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here, the American Adversaries, in the Relaxing Comfort Studios. And you know, we tried to give away a pair of tickets to Pro Wrestling 2.0 earlier in the show. We didn't have any takers, so let's try one more time. The event is tomorrow night for Pro Wrestling 2.0. It's local live professional wrestling, and these folks really are professionals. And the cool part is you get up close and personal. Who knows? One of them may even wind up in your lap. And it's at the Quinco Sports Academy in Winter Park. That's Metric Drive over there. It's just, it's like right over there off University and all that stuff. And it's 6:30 tomorrow night if you would like to go. And it's also a bar and grill there, so you can also have dinner. And it's a pair of tickets to Pro Wrestling 2.0 if you'd like them. And you just get, they'll be waiting for you at will call, so you don't have to worry about picking anything up. And the number is 407-774-8255. Okay, I want to get into this, and we'll probably take us into the next segment. But I've gotten some emails and some things from several people, and I've seen this stuff on Facebook about Ms. Ford's father, grandfather, and brother. Mm-hmm. The way the story goes is that her father and grandfather were both CIA, and that her brother works for the law firm that set up Fusion GPS, in other words, incorporated Fusion GPS and got them going. What did you find, Nostradamus?
First, let me tell you that when you try to find out the truth by using the internet, you are going down a deep, deep rabbit hole. Because for every website that alleges that something is true, it's on the internet, so it must be true, right?
Right.
There's a website that's been set up that says, no, it's not true. Sometimes that website is Snopes. Snopes is not 100% reliable.
No, they're not. As a matter of fact,
sometimes they make mistakes deliberately.
Yes, exactly. Now, you did some digging around, though, and what'd you find?
A little bit of digging. In fact, top five viral rumors about Christine Blasey Ford.
Let's do them one by one. You got time for the first one here.
Great. I'll start with number five. That claim at the very beginning that her students at her college left negative reviews on her RateMyProfessors.com profile and in the process called her unprofessional, cited her dark personality, and warned, don't get on her bad side because she'll get you. Well, it turns out that was a different Professor Christine Ford. She's a professor of human services at Cal State Fullerton. And so that one, I can say, debunked.
All right. We're going to get to the others when we come back with more of the American Adversaries and a whole lot more. You're listening to us live on a Monday night as we're coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. And you can see us on American Adversaries' Facebook page as we're up on the Titan Cave Cam. Stick around. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, that's our news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House has given the FBI clearance to interview anyone it wants to by the end of the week as part of the investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The new guidance, described to the Associated Press by a first person familiar with it, was issued to the FBI over the weekend in response to Democrat and news media pushback. Residents of the Indonesian city of Palu that was severely damaged by a strong earthquake scrambled to help save those trapped in a sea of mud and debris when houses collapsed. One man described how he rescued neighbors but was unable to save his father and sister who were buried in the mud, still in a final embrace. Some 380,000 people live in the city. On Wall Street, that up by 193 points. The NASDAQ dropped 9. The S&P up by 11. Crude oil up $2.05 to $75.30 a barrel. More details at SRN News. A barrel. More details at SRNNews.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed.
Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hello to my fellow pastors in the central area of the great state of Florida. My name is Paul Blair. I used to play professional football for the Chicago Bears back in the 1980s, but I've been pastoring and serving the Lord for the last 17 plus years. I've been honored to come and be the keynote speaker at the Words Pastors Appreciation Brunch presented by Timothy Partners Limited on Thursday, October the 11th. Let's reclaim America for Christ together. You can register now at thewordorlando.com. That's thewordorlando.com. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. A three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Okay, welcome back to the show. That's right, you got the American Adversaries in the Relax and Comfort Studios coming to you live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Nostra Dennis in the studio along with myself, Christopher Hart. Michelle is on the bridge. And we were talking about some of these, shall we say, rumors stories that are out there about Ms. Ford and her father's and grandfather's connections to the CIA and her brother's connection to a law firm that set up Fusion GPS.
Yep, we'll rip right through these, okay? First, there's the claim that Judge Kavanaugh's mother once ruled against Dr. Blasey's parents in a foreclosure case. You heard that at the very beginning of this?
Yes.
Well, as it turns out, his mother did rule in a foreclosure case involving the Blasey's home, but she ruled in their favor. So that goes against the grain of, you know, what that she has an axe to grind against them.
Oh, okay, because we had reported that very story.
Right.
Shame
at the very
on
beginning.
Us. Shame on us.
Well, we heard it on the internet.
No, we actually heard others reporting it on other media outlets as well.
Because they heard it on the internet.
Okay.
No one really did a lot of digging until the actual court documents were on sale.
And this is part of the problem that you have with these is that there's usually a kernel of truth
there. Right, surrounded by who knows what.
Right. So okay. The kernel of truth was that the mother of Kavanaugh did oversee a foreclosure hearing, but ruled in the Ford's Blasey's favor.
Correct. Right. How about this one, that Dr. Blasey made similar sexual assault accusations against Justice Neil Gorsuch during his nomination process? That was never brought to the public, and as it turns out, there's no evidence that any such letter has been written. Doesn't mean it wasn't written. It just means that any reference to it has been scrubbed from wherever it appeared.
That one I hadn't even heard.
Yeah. So, if she was trying to get Gorsuch, right. And I think at that time they figured, well, it's probably not going to work, so let's hold this off.
All right.
Then we got the claim that Dr. Blasey is a major Democratic donor with a long history of left-wing activism. That's mensa, because apparently she has not donated a lot to Democratic committees and campaigns. But she certainly is runs in the circles of high-profile liberals.
Okay.
And then Dr. Blasey's brother worked at a law firm with ties to the Russian investigation. Okay, that's kind of sort of misleading.
Well, another, there is a kernel of truth here.
Right, because Ralph Blasey, Dr. Ford's brother, worked for a law firm called Baker Hostetler. Baker Hostetler retained Fusion GPS, the company that produced this Steele dossier. However, Blasey worked for Baker Hostetler and left the firm 5 years before any of this started up with Fusion GPS.
Okay.
So he worked for the company that did work for Fusion, but there really is no connection
in
that
case. But not at the same time.
Right. And then the last one, and this is the intriguing one, and it's real funny because I went to the CIA's website to try to research this one. It's funny if you go to...
That Nostradamus is here again.
If you go to CIA.com, too, it's not .gov.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you go to CIA.com.
The company. Yeah, the company, right?
And what I figured was I would type in Dr. Ford's father's name and grandfather's name. Just to see what came up. Well, it turns out her father was an executive at a bank in Washington, D.C. that did a lot of work with the government, and there are claims that it was a way for black money, for black ops, to kind of be laundered through so that they could use it the way they wanted to in overseas activities.
Okay.
No, you know, when you put his name in, no search found.
Well, you can probably expect that.
When you put in the name Jason Bourne, a story comes up. How about the Bourne identity?
How about that?
So they have the fake guys in there. They don't
all right,
have
what about
those.
The grandfather?
And what is the grandfather alleged to have been?
He also was supposed to have been
CIA operative. I can tell you, but then someone would have to kill you.
All right.
That's okay. The thing. The CIA does not let you know who's worked for them. And all the digging I did for most of the day today came up fruitless in those two accounts.
Okay. There's enough in her testimony to make it quite clear and evident that something is not right here, that we don't have to go down these other roads. However, there has also been a great deal of coordination and orchestration between Ms. Ford and the Democrats on this Judiciary Committee and her lawyers.
Yep.
We do know these things for a fact. We do know that Katz and this lawyer, the law firm that she works for, has done work with Democrats and is funded in part, she is also on the board of directors of an organization that is funded by George Soros and was established to derail Supreme Court nominees.
That's part of their mission statement.
Right,
they
exactly.
did that for Gorsuch, and this has just continued into Kavanaugh.
Right. So, and by the way, Tom Cotton, Senator Cotton from Arkansas, said over the weekend, and I think Lindsey Graham has also said this, that should be looked into. That should be investigated by the Judiciary Committee itself. And so we do know also that there were holes shot all through her story, thanks primarily to the prosecutor who was asking her questions. But even sometimes things came up and were revealed with what little questioning she got from the Democrats. For instance, the GoFundMe page, I think, came out somehow, you know, was volunteered. And the fact that she didn't say how much money she's going to get, which is so far close to $1 million from, I think, three of these GoFundMe pages.
Yeah, there are seven in total. At least two of them are fakes.
Is that right?
They were set up and then they were found to be frauds.
All right. But she does have them out there, and by the she'll be taken care of anyway, book deals or whatever.
And if her lawyers are doing this work pro bono, what does she need a legal defense fund for?
Good question. And who's paying them, or is it coming out of the law firm's pocket? You know, it never comes out of the lawyer's pocket, I'll tell you that. Somebody's
maybe it'll be Bill Cosby's attorneys, because they never got paid by Bill.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Also, you know, I didn't catch this in the testimony the other day, but I got this from Dr. Ted. He said she claimed in her testimony that she called her friend on a cell phone, and this, of course, all happened in the early 80s.
Yep.
Well, the first cell phone didn't come out until 1984 and cost $4,000.
That's right. That's right. So she could have texted her.
Right, yeah. But, you know, this is part of the beauty, though, if you want to look at it this way, just from a pure, cold-hearted political standpoint. The beauty in this for the Democrats is it is so perfectly set up. They've had all these people come out and say, oh, it's not unusual for people to repress their memories and not be able to remember key details. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, it's also not unusual for people under these circumstances to change key details in their story.
No, that's kind of really unusual.
Not according to the Democrats. Not according to them.
Yeah, at first she testified that she told her husband about a sexual assault before they were married. Then as the day went on, she changed that and said that, well, no, she told her husband she was the victim of physical abuse.
Right.
Then later on, she said that, well, she was referring to the same incident.
Yeah.
So she's kind of squishy and changing the text, the context of her statements throughout the testimony.
Yeah, I have to admit, Mike McBass saw right through her from the very beginning. And I tried to give her a bit of a benefit of the doubt,
sure,
show her a little pity. But then as I was watching the testimony and then listening to it and then thinking about it over the weekend, several things just stuck out to me. And one of the things that stuck out to me, and I've talked about this, and by the way, we talked about this a lot on the show last night, and our California Gorgeous Lady of Wrestling had some very interesting things to say, herself being a victim of sexual assault and having to go into basically hiding for 12 years because the guy who assaulted her couldn't be found, and he was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, the polygraph test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even in yesterday's Orlando Sentinel, in page A3, they talk about how she was so expert about her testimony about memory, and yet she claims she didn't know anything about a polygraph and how they work or anything like that. You know, that doesn't add up. But then when she described the experience of actually taking the test, and it was in a hotel room, a conference room, she elaborated on. She doesn't know if she was being recorded. She imagined that she was. But
does she remember what day it was?
As a matter of fact, she got confused about that.
See that?
Because she couldn't remember what day her grandmother's funeral was. All right? But then it was, what was the test like? She was scared. She was crying. It was an emotionally exhausting experience for her. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, there's a couple of ways you can beat a polygraph test.
True.
Take notes out there if you want to be a liar.
One is to be a pathological liar and actually believe that what you're saying is a lie.
And that's the George Costanza approach.
Right.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Right.
Okay? And then the other approach is to overwhelm the machine with what it's trying to measure. The machine measures your heart rate, your respiratory rate, your body temperature, and sweating.
So if you're all over the map deliberately, there's no way they can identify from their questions and your answers whether you're telling the truth.
Precisely,
or not.
My friend.
And this whole big ordeal, I'm not sure how long she said it took. How many questions did they ask her?
Only two.
Two?
Right.
Two questions.
Right. And the whole point was she was trying to deceive the machine, which means she's trying to deceive all of us. This woman is a fraud. She's an out-and-out fraud. I'm beginning to think that nothing has ever happened to this woman. That doesn't mean that she hasn't somehow convinced her Looney Tunes self. I mean, she admitted as much that she's a loon when she said she had to have two front doors in her house. And by the way, there's some dispute about that because you can go back and check the building permits. So she's a loon, and I did say that from the beginning. And I said, you need to pity her for being a loon. I'm backing off the pity part a little bit.
Yeah. While the rest of us are willing to give her the benefit of the doubt that something might have happened, but that Brett Kavanaugh did not do
it. Yeah. If it happened, it happened in her imagination. It did not happen in fact or reality. This is why the FBI will never be able to corroborate this. But as I said, that's perfect for the Democrats because that only means that those dastard Republicans have somehow thwarted the FBI.
Yeah, they suppressed it.
All right. We got some other stories to go through. We got Dave on the line. We'll take a break, come back with Dave's phone call, get to these other stories. And you are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget, we are followed by Larry Elder. I can't wait to hear what the great Eldersky has to say tonight. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Getting that stereo effect in the headphones.
Love it. Corey Hart.
Yes, sir.
No relation to Christopher.
No. That we know of. All right. Welcome back to the show. That's right. You're listening to the American Adversaries. That's Nostradamus. I am Christopher Hart. Dave is on the line. Let's take his phone call right now. Dave, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Well, thank you, guys. It's very, I really enjoy your commentary on all these topics.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk about the leak that came out today where the FBI commented that the investigation into these other allegations might be completed as early as tomorrow.
That's what
now,
Fox has been reporting.
Our friend Lion Thieving Jim Boy Comey, what did he say? He said that the FBI does not comment on when an investigation starts or stops.
Oops.
Yeah.
So how does that hold water?
Okay, a couple of things. You're right. Fox has been reporting that the FBI is saying they could wrap this up in a day or so. And lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey, and thank you for calling him by his nickname we gave him around here. Appreciate that. Shows you've been listening. He has come out and basically taken the Democrat line. Hey, you can't do this. You can't restrain the FBI. They have to be allowed to do what they have to do. And it's so funny because he did everything but allowed the FBI to do what it's supposed to do. He restrained them in the Clinton, investigations a couple of times. He came out and announced when the investigation was over, which he had no business of doing. So he's saying that they shouldn't be doing everything that he did. But basically, we don't know. However, I do know this, and Admiral Mukasey was on Fox over the weekend. He's a former FBI director, and he said basically what we said. There's not a whole lot the FBI can do but go talk to the people
right.
who have already made their statements.
And they can't issue a
right.
recommendation. All they can do is document who said
right.
what. We
right.
already know
right.
who said what.
Right. So they're going to write a report, and they'll give it to the Judiciary Committee. And I can sum the report up in one word. And I talked about this last night. That one word is going to be inconclusive. In other words, we can't tell what's happened because these people say
no change from the other reports.
Right. That's what I mean. It's going to be the same. As I said, this is perfect for the Democrats, though, because then they're going to scream, see, we told you so. We got to look further. We got to look more. And the Republicans are hopefully are not going to do another flake out and give into that nonsense. You know, at some point, it's up to the Republicans to put their foot down. Now, McConnell has said he's putting his foot down today. There will be a vote this week. We shall see.
That's good.
But the
I think Donald Trump is very smart, though, because the report comes out that the FBI says, I think it's a false report, that they say they're going to wrap up early. But then the Democrats come out and say, well, it can't be complete. You have to check everything. And Trump says, okay, we're going to tell them to check out everything. But McConnell, like you said, is going to call the question this week.
Right. And the everything may include some things that are very, very embarrassing to the Democrats.
Right. Yeah. So,
is Christine Ford's story going to be investigated by the FBI?
Well, supposedly her lawyers are saying the FBI had not contacted them as of yesterday anyway to set up an interview. So we shall see. In my thinking, I don't know that they would want her to actually speak to the FBI, and particularly not show the records from her counseling sessions. And they don't have subpoena power, so they don't have to do that.
All they can do is document that we asked her for them and she refused,
exactly.
Which says a lot in its own.
Right, exactly. But once again, the Democrats will never be satisfied. They will always scream for more. And then when you give them what they scream for, they're going to be mad at you for taking so long and how you gave it to them. And then they're going to demand even more to make up for it. So at some point, you just have to put your foot down.
As long as McConnell calls the question, has the vote, y'all turn out good, I hope.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for being out there.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Good job. Appreciate it.
Okay. And there are some poll numbers out about this in some key states. So one is West Virginia, where they're overwhelmingly in favor of Kavanaugh being approved. And, of course, that's where Manchin's up for election. And then Aunt Clara McCaskill is up in Missouri, and there's some poll numbers out of there.
Yeah, and that is a state that just could turn. And if it flips Republican, it's going to be tough. Going to be very, very tough. Right now, they're saying that the polls have Josh Hawley, the Republican, up 48-46. But then they ask another question. Has the Supreme Court confirmation process for Brett Kavanaugh made you more likely to vote for Claire McCaskill or less likely to vote for Claire McCaskill? The more likely is 42%. Well, that sounds like a lot. The less likely is 49%.
Whoops.
That's a net 7 loss. Even women are more likely not to vote for Claire McCaskill than to vote for her because of this story. And around the state, only St. Louis is the market in which Claire McCaskill has a decided advantage. Kansas City, another urban center in the state, is basically a toss-up. She's up by 1 point. But in Columbia and Cape Girardeau and Springfield and a lot of the smaller towns, Hawley is ahead. And overall, the race is another one of those toss-ups.
All right. Now, you know, these women that accosted Flake in the elevator the other day, one of them wrote an op-ed piece for the USA Today, today's edition, talking about how this is why we do this. In other words, this is why we accost people, get in their face, because it rejuvenates our democracy and we get results. Well, it seems like bullying is going on everywhere because that's all that was, and they're advocating bullying. They're even bullying people on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, poor Kanye West.
I feel so sorry for him.
I didn't watch the show, but apparently Matt Damon played a teary Brett Kavanaugh, which is really funny because he's talking as if Brett Kavanaugh did all the things that Dr. Ford accused him of. Meanwhile, Matt Damon had said things earlier in his career about all someone has to do is make an accusation, and they take everything from you. I'm not going to let them take everything from me. I worked hard for my reputation. I'm not going to let people take it. And who did he used to pal around with all the time? Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye did what Kanye does. Ye Hey Khan is the headline because he wants to be called Ye.
Ye.
As in Kanye.
Oh, okay. Yay.
And he wore a MAGA hat while he was performing. MAGA, Make America Great Again.
Right.
However, also in his second number, He also decided he was going to wear a Colin Kaepernick sweatshirt. So he's all over the map.
A little forever, little thing for everybody, right?
But he has always said, what I'm saying may not be politically correct. It may not be what all my friends like, and all his friends, including John Legend, right, have called him out that, no, that's not what we like. Mm-hmm. But he said, Kanye's going to believe what Kanye is going to believe, and he's going to say what he believes.
Yep. It's all about freedom
yep.
to him. It's all about the freedom to be able to think and do what you want.
I like this line. He says, we need a dialogue, not a diatribe.
Oh,
and, you know, the left is real good at the diatribe.
Indeed. They live on it. And then there's, remember we talked to you about Azusa University, or college, I guess it was. I think it was last week when we had yep. John Barros on.
Azusa Pacific University.
Yes.
A traditional, not Catholic, a traditional Christian university.
Right. Evangelical.
Last week, yeah. Yep. Last week, they announced that they were going to lift their ban on same-sex relationships among students. Well, yesterday, Azusa Pacific has reinstated that ban.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a statement released last Friday, the school's board said officials never got the proper approval to remove language from the student standard of conducts that prohibits same-sex relationships. And they also said they're going to stand firm in their convictions and will never capitulate to outside pressures, be they legal, political, or social. And I hope they're right, but you know what? I'm not so sure.
So we won that one on a technicality, huh?
Well, yeah, it's been...
Forgot to do the paperwork right?
It's been kind of overturned.
Well, we'll take it. We'll take any victories, right?
Thing is, there is still a pilot program in the works to provide, quote, a safe space for LGBTQ plus students on campus.
Mm.
Now, they haven't said where that safe space is or whether there are restrooms there, so
all right.
I don't know.
All right, well, I know it's not going to be a safe space in foster care in California because Jerry Brown signed a law... signed into effect a law which allows children as young as 12 years old in foster care to have sex change operations at taxpayer expense.
At what point did this stop becoming child abuse?
That's what, as Sonny said last night on our show, that's maiming. You are maiming these children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insanity in California. And yet, guess what, folks? We got a Jerry Brown running for governor right here in Florida by the name of Andrew Gillum. He's every bit as liberal as Jerry Brown.
And if not more.
If not more. And he wants to bring all that nonsense right here to our state. Well, we have the vote. Are we going to use it? I hope we are. I know I will be.
If Andrew Gillum does not energize the Republican electorate in this election, I don't know what can.
I know. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. But anyway, we'll get back to that tomorrow night. Larry Elder following us up right now. Once again, our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, our Facebook page, American Adversaries, at Nostra Dennis on Twitter.
That's me.
Nostra Dennis, and at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And you can follow us also, as I said, on our Facebook page, American Adversaries. We appreciate you being out there. Larry Elder up next. We'll be back tomorrow night with Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. I hope you'll be right here with us. Michelle will be. See ya.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 7 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote this week on Brett Kavanaugh.
McConnell says the confirmation battle is moving forward.
The time for endless delay and obstruction has come to a close. Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is out of committee.
As character assassination, and suggested even after the FBI investigation is complete, Democrats will remain unsatisfied.
If you listen carefully, Mr. President, you can practically hear the sounds of the Democrats moving the goalposts.
Under Senate rules, McConnell could tee up the vote by midweek and conduct it as soon as the FBI completes its probe on Friday.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The U.S. and Canada are praising a revised trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. President Trump says his deal will replace NAFTA, which he called perhaps the worst trade deal in history.
Since NAFTA's adoption, the United States racked up trade deficits totaling more than $2 trillion.